restrictions apply. Phones and rebate by Motorola. Legal disclaimer done.
Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And it is Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Chad Pyle, a.k.a. the Hollywood Swingers.
No. The Data Doctors.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
That's another life.
Hey, if your kids are going back to school, lots of resources posted at our website, datadoctors.com, including what I think is the must-have absolutely positively. If your kid's going to college, high school, any higher education, these little things called flash drives or thumb drives, they're very inexpensive. Very handy to have, and they take the place of floppy disks, zip disks. Basically, it's a way for you to carry data back and forth between home and school.
Yes.
They can bring their assignments home. It's a little tiny thing. In fact, some of them are like a keychain. They're actually on your keychain, and they're really cool because all the homework can be on there for probably the whole year.
I think, actually, they're tight.
What?
If you were of the age.
Yeah, I'm not hip. Yeah.
They're off the hizzy.
What?
They're right. Off the hizzy.
Okay, now Chad's probably the only one that can even come close to being. I mean, you're already...
Old.
Yeah. You're not Gen X. You're Gen X. You're not Gen Next.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah. Speaking of old...
I'm actually Generation Y.
See?
Imagine that.
Wow. What's the next generation? Is it Z and then we start all over again?
And then what?
Double A.
A.
Honk, honk.
Okay, shall we go to our Geek Speak of the Week?
We should.
Each week we try to bring you something to combat those people that call themselves geeks that try to talk down to you about technology and assume you're clueless.
We don't just try to bring it to you, we actually do bring it to you.
We bring knowledge to the table. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Coasterware.
Coasterware.
Yeah, you know all that software? You're walking down the aisle at the computer store, and you see this huge bin, and it's like, 12 cents! You can buy anything in here for 12 cents, or $3, or whatever it is.
If you buy software at the 99-cent store, it's Coasterware.
Yeah, Coasterware is any software that's pretty much useless, that you end up using the CD as a coaster.
Usually you get a pretty good helping when you buy a new computer from a lot of computer manufacturers.
Right, right. Or if you're one of those that likes to buy computers on the home shopping network, on a television shopping network.
Late at night, in the middle of the night for $3.99, but only if you call in the next 3 minutes.
Where they roll out this huge library of CDs and you're looking at it going, gosh, the CDs alone are worth the money that they're asking.
Well, also, by the way, you don't get all those CDs. All that usually is compressed onto one CD. That the only way you can install the stuff if you ever wanted to install it, which you don't.
All or nothing.
Is like an all or nothing and stick it in and it wipes out your computer to put it in. And
No, I'm talking about where they have like every mapping program, every is like all these programs.
Why do I need 6 world atlases? I don't know, but,
you
but
do.
I should. I need the dictionary in triplicate.
Yes.
I need encyclopedias 14 volumes. Well, I need last year's mapping program.
Well, it's because you don't have the internet. If you did, you wouldn't need any of this stuff.
Right.
They put the entire internet on some CDs and said, here you go.
So anyway, use those as drink coasters. And if you're okay spending that kind of money for drink coasters, great. The original Coasterware was really those AOL CDs and floppy disks. That, by the way, that's what we use floppy disks at our corporate offices. We use floppy disks as coasters.
Yes.
Because they're pretty well.
Yeah, what else are you going to use it for?
Exactly.
You've actually experienced this. If you've ever in the old days tried to burn a CD, you made lots and lots of coasters.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
And so you probably already have plenty of them and therefore don't need to go out and purchase Coasterware.
There you go. Our free download of the week, our download of the week, it's not free because it's trialware. You can check it out. Those of you that are concerned about what's going on with your computers at home when it comes to your children's use, one of the options you have is to block their access to certain things with programs like Cyber Patrol, which is listed in this week's resources. Or our download of the week is a program called SpyTech Spy Agent, one that I've been using for quite some time with our clients that want to track exactly what the heck's going on at that keyboard. And it captures screen shots. It captures all of the keystrokes. You know exactly when and where and what has been going on with your computer. And in certain cases, that is the preferred method to give the children the tools to understand what is allowed and what's not allowed, and then let them go and track what they're doing and correct their actions as needed. So check it out. It's completely invisible to the user. Control-Alt-Delete doesn't show up. You can make it as completely invisible as you'd like.
SpyTech Spy Agent, not to be confused at all with spyware.
Right. Has nothing to do with it. All right. Let's see if we can help Rod, who's got a Sony laptop and a wireless issue since he downloaded the Surface Pack 2. Is that correct?
No, that's incorrect.
That's
actually
incorrect.
I downloaded a security update for Internet Explorer 6.
Ah.
Which is cutting my upload speed in half, and I'm wondering if Surface Pack 2 is going to alleviate that issue.
Well, tell you what, we're going to put you right back on hold. We're going to get you through the quick break here, but on the other side, if you don't mind holding, we're going to answer that question and hopefully be able to help you compute better.
I'm going to get some more details off the air with you, Rod, so hang tight, because it sounds like it's a fairly kind of specific to Rod kind of thing. So
upload speeds cut in half.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. You are listening to the Computer Corner. We got another half an hour to go. Carl, Laurie, Greg, Lee, if you'll hang on through the news, we're going to get right to all the phone calls as quickly as we can after the news break.
Lots more show to go, so don't go anywhere, because if you do, you'll cry at some point.
Well, yeah, you'll miss it. Don't forget, all our resources are at datadoctors.com, and you can ask a question there via our website. Check it out. Back after the news.